Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Police in New Canaan are asking residents and businesses to turn over security footage that may be helpful as they search for missing mother Jennifer Dulos.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us. Steve, police made the request in a townwide alert.
Yeah, that's right. This was a phone message that was recorded by the police chief in New Canaan, Leon Krolikowski. The request is pretty broad. He wants anyone in town that has a surveillance camera with a view of car traffic to get in touch with police. He said people should save any footage from May 22nd to the 25th. We know that Jennifer Dulos was last seen on the 24th, dropping her kids off at school. They found her SUV in Waveney Park later that night. So that day and those surrounding days are apparently critical for investigators looking into this.
Steve, what's the latest in the investigation?
Yeah, Jennifer's estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, was arrested along with his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis. She has posted bond. It was $500,000. So she's now out of jail wearing a GPS tracker. Fotis is still behind bars. They were both charged with hindering prosecution and evidence tampering. And in their arrest warrants, we found out a little more about that day in question, May 24th. Police say they have video of Fotis Dulos and Michelle Traconis dropping off several trash bags, clothes, and various other items that night near where they live in Hartford. And a lot of those items had been stained with Jennifer's blood. We saw from the Hartford Current that police and canines have been searching a trash plant in Hartford where those bags would have been taken.
The Duloses have five children. What's their status at this point?
Those kids have been staying with Jennifer's mother at her apartment here in the city. They are all between 8 and 13 years old. It was reported earlier that Fotis Dulos actually tried to visit them a couple days after Jennifer went missing, but he was turned away by an armed guard. So now that Fotis has been arrested, Jennifer's mom, her name is Gloria Farber, she's applied for custody of those five kids. And we should note that not only was there this ugly divorce and custody battle going on between Jennifer and Fotis, but Fotis apparently owed Jennifer's mother a lot of money, too. Court documents showed that he hadn't paid back around $2 million in loans to her.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.